Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Yesterday, someone criticized me about I'm too harsh, I'm too tough, my language changed, I have no rahmah anymore, my voice is changing, and my message is different. May Allah forgive me if this is the truth. But let me share with you how I feel, where it's coming from. You remember the most dangerous verses in Quran? Read it. Read it and see what's going on and why I call it one of the most dangerous verses in Quran. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most generous, He warned us if we do not thank Him, if we're not going to be content. He warning us. It's big difference between if I meet you and you do not know, and I meet you after you know. I give you example. Somebody with a high status give you a treasure, give you something very, very high, very valuable. You play with it for a while, you have no value for it, and you throw it away. You ignore it. After a while, he sees you neglecting the treasure. What do you think what he will do? He tell you, oh baby, let me give you one more treasure. Do you think after you abusing the treasure, he will be happy with you? Do you think after he give you the treasure, he will be so kind to you? Or he warning you? Very tough warning. My dear brother and sister in Islam, forget about me. This person, he or she is right. I am so tough. I am so harsh. My message is so bad. Look at the language of Quran for people who deny the message. Look at the message of Quran for those who deny thanking Allah. Look at the message of Quran for those who turn back from the message. It's not me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said it before. Imagine when He said, I forgive everything except shirk. Allah, He know. He created us and He know us. We weak. We are a sinner. We always will fall down and up and we try. This is what He want. But to neglect the message, to turn back from the message, and your heart and mind and soul and money for dunya is up to you. For me, I have a duty. I'm watching the condition of the ummah. I'm watching the condition of the learned people. I'm watching our condition in general. And I have duty toward that. I'm watching individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered them with His rahmah and dignity and elevation with the message, and they turn back. After Allah give them the message, they become so arrogant, rebellious. It's almost like, I don't want it anymore. You think what Allah will do? Allah is so kareem, is so merciful. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, read the most dangerous verses in Quran. Find out what happened if I do not remember Allah. What happened if I do not have iman and yaqeen of Allah? What happened if I do not thank Allah? What happened if I do not rely on Allah? What happened if I do not love Allah? What happened if I do not have certainty and iman and yaqeen and tawakkul? Look to the amount of warning from Allah. It's a very strong message. It's a big difference between you are new a baby in a journey of Iman, I will be patient with you. But when you get the message loud and clear, and you become negligent of the message, turn back in your message, and you do not see it, I have to warn you. I have to try to wake you up. Doesn't mean whatever you call me, because once you drop dead, you will not able to blame me at all. It's up to you. Let me share with you today a beautiful message of today. Shaptar al-Naml, the ant. Imagine Allah elevate an ant in Quran. Allah elevate an ant. How big the ant? Why Allah elevate the ant and mention ant name? And in the same chapter, Allah mentioned the hoopy, the bird, smaller than pigeon. Smaller than pigeon, yeah. Hoopy is a very small than pigeon, bigger than bird, and smaller than pigeon. Anyway, let me share with you some of the beautiful messages of today. 1 to 6, a beautiful comfort, peaceful message from your Lord. 1 to 6. Read it and contemplate. After that, look with the ultimate composer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, immediately, he share with you the story of Musa alayhi salam. The bottom line, I will help you out. The story of Iman and Yaqeen and Tawakkul ala Allah. 11. Tranquility and peace, meaning verse 11. Verse 15, question for you. What is the most beautiful gift Allah gave to Sulaiman alayhi salam and his brethren? You will find it in 15. I need your answer. 19 is a beautiful dua, beautiful dua. Read it carefully and make dua with from it between you and Allah. After that, Allah shared with you the story of the Hoopy and why Allah mentioned him. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Hoopy? And like I tell you, when I was young, I saw one scholar was crying and screaming in the member. He said, where is the Hoopy? Where is the Hoopy? The Hoopy, the one who's so jealous and so angry how people worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wants Sulaiman to do something about it. What it meaning? He become the ultimate da'iyah in his own time. Imagine, all he care about it is da'wah to Allah, the Hoopy. What I did in my life to elevate the name of Allah. What I am doing to elevate the name of Allah. Ya Allah, this all I can tell you. This all I can tell you, Ya Allah, read it and see what happened. Why the Hoopy refuse the support from Sulaiman alayhi salam to send a group of jinn with him to supporting him? And he said, enough. I have a letter containing the name of Allah. Allah is my supporter and protector. A Hoopy, look at the size of the Hoopy. The Iman and Yaqeen of the Hoopy. Verse 32, the queen of Bilqis, the queen of Yemen, Bilqis. What happened? The queen, she has humble and humility. And when the letter came from Sulaiman, she said, I'm not going to make a decision until I gather my kingdom and the learned and wise and consult with them. Today, every time I call people and said, please, don't make quick decision. Call for consultation. They get upset. Imagine, just to training them to learn how to consult is a big crime from me. Read verse 32. You will understand the wisdom and humble and humility of the queen of one of the biggest kingdom during this time. 39 and 40. the story of two jinn. They hurry to support Sulaiman. Why Allah mentioned this story? One jinn, he said, I will get you the kingdom of Bilqis before you get up. Another one, look at the hurry of good deed. The another one, he said, I will get you the kingdom and the throne of Bilqis before you blink your eye. And when Sulaiman alayhi salam, he blinked his eye, he find the whole kingdom in the front of him. How he did it? How the another jinn did it? How he did it in the speed is a question for you. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us 48, verse 48 to 53, a complete beautiful message from Allah and wisdom from Allah to us, and a wise word from Allah to us to show us what will happen in the past, what will happen now to us, and how we can get rescue and how we can be saved from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for me, make dua for yourself, make dua for the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the elevation of the deen of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us, decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. I only can do what I can. May Allah decorate me with the quality beloved to Him, and may Allah forgive me of my bad quality. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.